From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott, and I admit I am an absolute sucker for year-end best-of lists. I really appreciate these reminders of things that whizzed by without my notice, and I make my own aspirational lists based on a variety of tastemakers and what they choose. Well, the Bitter Southerner is one I really look forward to. It put out its list of the South's best music in 2018. Chuck Reese is editor of the Bitter Southerner and joining us to share the best. Chuck, great to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Always.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, and happy to talk about music. You have created the list of best Southern albums at Bitter Southerner for what, 5 years now, six years?
This was the sixth time.
So how have you seen Southern music evolve over this period?
Southern music has evolved in a lot of ways since we started doing this list. There are some constants. One has been the dominance of Atlanta hip-hop, and a lot of that was, you know, from a critical point of view, really great. Although in the songs that we'll be discussing today, there won't be any hip-hop because we're only talking about the top five on the list, but you'd see a lot of it if you go the rest of the way through. But this year seemed like kind of a turning point because I saw two themes emerge, you know, as I listened to the new records that were coming out over the course of the year. I think one probably stems from or was emboldened by the Me Too movement. And a lot of women made really great, challenging music that holds nothing back when putting, you know, men in our place. And I've never been bowled over in a given year by as many records by women as I was this year. It was totally the year of the woman in Southern music. The other thing was that we heard a lot of protest music. You know, and I think the protest music didn't come around last year because there wasn't time. You know, I think people were writing songs after the end of 2016, but it takes a while to get an album together. So, you know, there's a lot of that. But the clearest thing is that the women made amazing music.
Well, let's start at the top with Janelle Monáe, number one album, according to the Bitter Southerner, her album Dirty Computer and the accompanying videos, which she called an emotional picture, painted the world in a kind of sci-fi universe. Here's the song Americans. So, obviously, music by a strong woman. Would you call that protest music?
Dang right, I would call it protest music. And in fact, you know, right before the final chorus, we just played the chorus of Americans, there is a clip from a sermon by Pastor Sean McMillan of the Giant Steps Church in Chicago, where he says, "Until women can get equal pay for equal work, this is not my America. Until same gender loving people can be who they are, this is not my America. Until black people come home from a police stop without being shot in the head, this is not my America. Until poor whites can get a shot at being successful, this is not my America. And I can't hear nobody talking to me." That's the last song on the album, and it's a really beautiful anthemic way to go out of a record that is absolutely strident all the way through. Plus, it sounds like the best Prince records ever made, you know. And Prince actually did some work with her on the album before he died. She's staking her claim. She's staking her right to be exactly who she is.
Janelle Monáe coming in at number one. And then for number two, alt-rock supergroup, this is Boy Genius with their song Ketchum, Idaho.
Two yellow tight ropes are making good time. Ryan anywhere I go. Whoa.
wonderful harmonies there from Boy Genius. What about their self-titled album, which was a debut, made it number two on your list?
It is the only album in my vast iTunes library where every song has a 5-star rating. Mm. And like I wouldn't take any of them back. You know, these are three young women. Phoebe Bridgers, who's 24, Julian Baker and Lucy Dacus, who are both 23. We did have a little bit of debate in the BS meetings about the list, you know, about whether Boy Genius can be classified as a Southern act, because technically they're only 2/3 Southern. Julian Baker's from Nashville and Lucy Dacus is from Richmond, Virginia. Phoebe Bridgers is from L.A., but, you know, along the way we heard a rumor that Phoebe had a cousin in Athens, Georgia, so we figured, hey, close enough. You know, even though they're so young, they've been making long enough music for a long time. You know, they all started as teenagers, and it was interesting. I read an interview with Phoebe Bridgers in the L.A. Times where they asked her about how they came up with the name. And she said, and I quote here, "We've all been in collaborative environments where we felt that there was like a bizarre power dynamic that was being imposed on us because of our being younger and female. The term boy genius is sort of a shorthand to describe the attitude of the entitled creative male who, either realizing or not realizing it, takes up all the space in the room." I'm afraid I may have been one of those guys before, and if I have been, I'm sure trying to change my behavior, but all the lyrical writing on this thing is so good, and I'm a sucker for harmony, and their harmony is so beautiful, it sounds like they're sisters.
One of those musicians is Lucy Dacus, and she has the number 3 record. It's called Historian. Here is a little bit of the song Pillar of Truth.
Your hands are folded, your eyes are closing, your words are broken, your eyes are dry. I'm weak looking at you, a pillar of truth, turning to dust.
Lucy Dacus has said that song came about as a result of her final visit with her grandmother in Mississippi. And if you didn't quite catch the lines in that chorus, they stand up as poetry. They're just so perfectly concise. Your hands are folded, your eyes are closing, your words are broken, your eyes are dry. I am weak looking at you, a pillar of truth turning to dust. And, you know, I kind of can't listen to that without, you know, I will admit crying the first time I heard the song, because I think it you know, any of us who have lost a dear loved one knows what that feels like. But just hear someone describe it in so few words, but with such great eloquence, is amazing. And the interesting thing about Lucy Dacus's Historian, as opposed to the Boy Genius record that she's part of, she is a lot more musically adventurous on her record. The Boy Genius record is kind of a quiet acoustic record for the most part. But sometimes Historian sounds like a Led Zeppelin record. I mean, it's got these huge crescendos and crashing guitars, and the sense of dynamics in the music is amazing, because, you know, she'll start with a real quiet thing, and then by the end of the song, it's just like it's 40 decibels higher than it was when it began. I've always loved that in music. That's why I loved Nirvana so much, because they had those quiet little verses and then the crashing choruses, you know. And it's a great musical trick, and she does it better than most anybody these days.
We are wrapping up the year in Southern music with Chuck Reese's editor-in-chief of The Bitter Southerner. It's a much-anticipated list of music, but we're getting just the top five to give you a little bit of a tease. The next one could not be more different. Coming in at number four, Kacey Musgraves. Let's hear just a little bit from her album Golden Hour, which won the CMA Award for Album of the Year. Here is Slow Burn.
I'm all right with a slow burn, taking my time, let the world turn. I'm gonna do it my way, it'll be all. If we burn it down and it takes all out, it's a slow burn.
Try getting that out of your head as an earworm.
Well, the whole album's full of earworms.
Rolling Stone called Slow Burn the song of the summer. And Bitter Southerner is not generally known for borrowing off the pop charts, is it? What appealed to you about this record?
Well, you know, the thing about Kacey is, I mean, I've been a fan since I first heard her. The most brilliant thing that she has always been able to do, you know, from the get-go, she's had a way of capturing these beautiful little word pictures of Southern small-town life. And, you know, Slow Burn begins with one of those. The first verse is, born in a hurry, always late, haven't been early since 88. Texas is hot, I can be cold, grandma cried when I pierced my nose. And, you know, so she pulls you right into that world that she's always built for you. You know, these incredibly brilliant pictures of small town life in the South. The production on this record, though, it's almost like her saying, oh, sod off, country music establishment, I don't need you, you know, because she doesn't really fit the Nashville mold. I was kind of amazed that the CMA gave her that award. You know, I thought for sure she wasn't going to win it. But this has even got a disco song on it, High Horse, you know, and I heard that song, I was like, you know, in a lot of ways, this is her falling in love record. She got married not too long ago to another songwriter named Rustin Kelly, and it's lyrics with a knife.
The lone male on this list of top five, Lonnie Holly, an outlier in many, many ways. Let's hear from his album, Myth. This is a little bit of big, long centerpiece of the record, I Snuck Off the Slave Ship.
So many humans crying, whining, wiggling, and moving, trying to break free.
Well, this is not dinner party music, clearly. For full disclosure, Lonnie Holly is a very close friend of mine. So I did read with interest Natalie Bazile's portrait of him in The Bitter Southerner, and he discovered music really late in life. Tell us a little bit of his story.
Lonnie Holly is a man whose story not many other people would have lived through. I mean, because as you know, he was stolen from his mother and beaten in an Alabama work camp by the time he was 11 years old. And, you know, the headline on Natalie's story was, one man's trash is another's salvation. And as you know, Lonnie started making folk art from things he found that other people threw away. And, you know, it was interesting when we finished reaching agreement on the top five. Kyle said, it's five women and a mystic. And I was like, yeah, that's what it is. It's five women and a mystic. And, you know, one of the things Natalie wrote about Lonnie is this short paragraph. Spend a little time with Lonnie Holly, and you start to see the world differently. You slip into a dream state, a place where objects have a force and undeniable power. A place where everything and everyone is electrified, energized, and connected. And I thought that was really correct, because I mean, to listen to this record by Lonnie Holly requires you to fall into his world with him. And this is the most challenging record that came out of the South this year, and one that delivered on its challenges in an amazing way. And I just think you can't ignore it. I mean, one of the reasons that, I mean, we all felt very strongly about the record, but, you know, we also felt like it was really important to turn on a lot of people to Lonnie Holly who maybe have never heard of him before, because most people haven't. And you know, he's a remarkable individual.
Five Women and a Mystic. That is a wrap of the top five in the Bitter Southerner's Best Albums of 2018 with Chuck Reese. He is editor-in-chief of the Bitter Southerner. You can check out a full list of Chuck's favorites on our website, gpbnews.org. Chuck, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
That is our show for today. On Second Thought is produced by Elena Rivera, Leighton Rowell, and The Raven Taylor. Alex Word and Tyler Morris are our engineers, and we get help from Don Smith. Amy Kiley is our senior producer.
I know the human, they learn to die.
We're hearing another side of Lonnie Holly from the album Myth. It is number 5 on the Bitter Southerner list of Best Southern Albums of 2018. You can see the full list and hear Chuck talk about more of the albums that were featured on the Bitter Southerner podcast. You can subscribe at bittersoutherner.com. GPB does have some specials on tap for New Year's Eve and for New Year's Day, and we'll be back the day after. So, on behalf of all of us here at On Second Thought, Happy New Year to you. We wish you a wonderful and bountiful one, and hope we get to spend some more time in 2019. This is On Second Thought. I know the human.